So we talked about that video of Adam Driver swearing at an audience member during a Q&A. We discussed it during our Smart Speaker series yesterday. Now, our very own Richard Krause has hosted a million events. He knows a thing or two about Q&A's gone bad. Richard Krause, let's relive the question Adam Driver had to deal with.
What do you think about crash scenes? That they looked pretty harsh, drastic, and I must say, cheesy for me. What do you think about that?
You, I don't know.
What's your review of Adam Driver's response?
Listen, that guy in the audience is lucky that Adam Driver, a former Marine, didn't leap off the stage and do bodily harm to him, because whoever first said there are no stupid questions was absolutely wrong when it comes to Q&As. So many stupid questions.
What's the worst you've endured?
Well, there's a bunch of them. I was thinking about this a little bit. So I once hosted a Q&A with Jay Baruchel, who everyone loves from the recent BlackBerry movie and the How to Train Your Dragon films. And we were promoting, I don't even remember what film it was, but we were doing the Q&A in front of the screen. And the audience is really warm. They love Jay. And they're asking great questions. And there's this one woman in the front. She keeps waving her hand around really, really frenetically. And I thought, I am not going to go to her, because I could just feel that something was a little bit off with it. But Jay, being the nice guy that he is, when I think this woman in the front wants to say something, and I said, all right, what's on your mind? And she said, I just have a quick question for you. Who are you? She said to him.
Oh.
So after sitting through a movie that he was the star of, after sitting through a Q&A, that's the best she could do. So that was pretty terrible. I was once hosting a panel with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney and a number of other, you know, very famous people. And it was for a movie called Our Brand is Crisis, which is about political fixers, people that work behind the scenes on political campaigns. And it's a fairly in-depth movie, was very timely for the moment that it came out. And people had, generally speaking, pretty good questions. And then there's the guy with the hand waving in the air. And I was kind of avoiding him because he looked like he was going to be trouble. And he puts up his hand, and this is a member of the press. He stands up and says his name and what article or what publication he's from. And then he says, Sandra Bullock, there is a scene in the movie where you hang a moon on someone from the campaign bus window. How do you keep your bum in such fantastic shape? And you could just feel the energy in the room just drop through the floor. And I was about to jump in and cut him off. Sandra Bullock opened her mouth. And then George Clooney said, are you proud of yourself? Oh. Are you happy with that question?
Yeah.
Do you feel good about this line of questioning? So, yeah.
These are opportunities for us to groan at. Do you think there is value in that, in the ability to see Adam Driver in a different way or have George Clooney make that point?
Well, I loved the Clooney thing because I thought that it showed a great deal of character. You know, he was one of the producers on the film, had a small role in the film. And, you know, he was standing up for a very good friend of his who also had, you know, some things to say as well. But it was a really cool moment, other than the question, that showed, you know, a bit of character from Clooney, I thought. Also, I did a Q&A once, and this is was an absolutely wild situation. It's for a movie called This Is Where I Leave You. And on stage, I had Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, Jane Fonda, Adam Driver, Rose Byrne. It goes on and on. It was a massive panel. And I did the first half an hour of the interview asking each of them a question. And then we took some time for questions from the audience, and nobody put their hand up. And I thought, okay, A, you've got all these giant stars on stage. B, we've just seen the movie. We all know what this thing is about. It's a kind of a cool movie to talk about. And then one woman put her hand up and asked about yoga, Jane Fonda, about yoga. Now, Jane Fonda is not known for doing yoga. She is known for the Jane Fonda workout, which did not involve yoga. So Jane muttered something. on the way out, she looked at me and said, "What the bleep was that all about?" Because it was just an absolutely soul-crushing kind of moment.
So then I guess, yeah, the celebrity might feel like it could have been a setup. Maybe the organizer planted the bad question. Do you think there could be those moments?
Yeah, there could be. I mean, it's very possible. I mean, I think that if you do enough of these Q&As, you get used to the person who stands up and says, "I don't really have a question. I have more of a comment," and then goes on for 7 minutes with a word salad, unintelligible comment on the movie or whatever it might be that they're talking about. So you get used to those. You get used to people asking inappropriate questions. You get used to the, "What was it like kissing Angela?" Angelina Jolie style questions. And I think you develop a pretty thick skin. But, you know, I think Jane Fonda wasn't so much gobsmacked at being asked a question about yoga as it was, you know, not having any questions about the film itself with Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, Adam Driver, you know, all these big, big stars on the panel. And the best this person could do was ask about yoga.
I understand, but I don't want to live in a world where we don't have these awkward interactions. I'm thriving off of this discussion. I think it's really funny. I mean, I understand that it could set you off and maybe it leaves a bad taste in people's mouths. But even from your perspective, right, when you're hosting the Q&A, doesn't it give you a bit of an adrenaline rush? Like, oh, what's going to happen here?
Well, there is always that happens beforehand. What will happen here?
Yeah.
It could be great. I always think it's going to be great. And occasionally you do get a great question. You get a fan. I hosted a thing with Hayden Christensen recently talking about the Obi-Wan Kenobi character and Star Wars. And that Q&A was amazing. I mean, everyone in that audience knew more about Star Wars than, you know, anyone else on the planet, it seemed like, and asked really great questions. So that was super cool. And I looked forward to that. But then, you know, when you throw it out into the world, you never know what's going to happen. Although I remember I was hosting a Q&A. This was a cool moment. I was hosting a Q&A with Warren Beatty years ago. And we were at the TIFF Bell Lightbox on stage, and Warren had, you know, answered very graciously a bunch of questions and stuff. And then one guy in a suit put up his hand and said, "Warren Beatty, do you have any cousins living in Canada?" And Warren Beatty said, "I don't think so. I mean, although I think Shirley MacLaine was born in Canada, or her father, which is also Warren Beatty's father, was born here." He says, "I don't think I do." And the guy said, "Well, my name is Warren Beatty." Now, they could not have looked any more different, but they had this great sort of connection, and we took photographs afterwards of the two Warren Beattys, and it was a really cool moment. So stuff like that can happen, which is really fantastic, but man, these things can go sideways fast.
I wouldn't be the first one to put my hand up and ask what it was like to date Madonna, but I would want someone to ask that awkward question, and then I would giggle while everyone reacted to it and anticipate Warren Beatty's response.
Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility for that. I hosted one of these with Madonna years ago, too. And that was one of the ones where she was really in control of the room, much more so than I was. And because she just had this steely kind of attitude. And I don't think anybody would dare ask her anything really, really silly. Lady Gaga, when I hosted an event with her, had security everywhere because she is extraordinarily famous and kind of vulnerable when she's out in public. And there was a fan in the front who was really enthusiastic, and they just wanted to give Lady Gaga, I'm not even sure what it was, maybe a t-shirt or something that they had made. And as the guy kind of rushed the stage, I put out my hand and said, "Don't do it, man. Don't come to the stage. This won't work out well for you." And then her people just came in and sort of swooped him away. And it was all gently done, but you never know what people are going to do. They who knows what this guy was really had in mind. As it turns out, I think he just wanted to give her a t-shirt, but you never know these days.
That's true.
And so you have to be careful.
That's true. Richard Krause, thank you so much. We always love your stories.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
Richard Krause, host of the podcast Last Call with Richard Krause.